And you're listening to Off the Record here on 103.2 Dublin City FM with myself, Heather MacLeod. That was a track there called Sing, taken from Maria Daw Kennedy's recent album with the same title, Sing. She's going to be telling us a bit about her gig taking place on the 13th December at the Pepper Canister Church here in Dublin. Also a bit about that album and the keen interest she has now in tweeting as well. And I started off by asking Maria a bit about the record label she set up 12 years ago, Mermaid Records, and what difference that had made indeed to her music career.
That was just a real way for me to proceed, because once you do that, you know, you have the power to, well, to release albums, and
yeah.
And also you have a responsibility to do it. If you started a label and you've told people you're going to do it, then you sort of have to.
Yeah,
and yeah. And also you have complete control over what you do. You get to make the album that you want to yourself, which is a fantastic thing. The difficult thing then is you have to set your own deadlines.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes that can be difficult for artists, because you could stay, you know, writing and rewriting and changing and making a song better for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have to, you know, decide at some stage when you're going to produce or finish or have your album done.
Sure.
And the other thing then as well if it's, you know, my label's called Mermaid Records. It's just me and Ciarán, my partner in everything, and we sort of do everything together. It's hard for us sometimes. It was hard for us to get the music beyond us a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The people who'd already heard us or seen us play, obviously, they came to us and they would come looking for it. But in order to sort of get out a little bit further, that can be difficult, just having some power. I mean, there's still a sort of a connection that a big company would have. They would have, you know, money to pay for radio pluggers, for example, or they would go to radio. I imagine this happens to you or in your station a lot, and they would say, you know, please try this new artist I have, and in return I'll bring you the Lady Gaga single in 2 weeks or something. So, you know, there's reasons why that work and why it's more difficult if you're an independent artist, but it's still possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really worth it. And this time on this album, Sing, this is our fifth album on Mermaid Records, and something just kind of happened with this one. Well, maybe it's the best one we've ever done, I suppose, but it sort of got legs. People heard it, and people started to come to us to say, I'd like to take that further. And it is being distributed by Warners in Ireland and in the UK. So
that's
helping us to get it further. And a US touring agent just came on board because she heard it and she loves us and she wants us to bring us over to play over there next year. So,
well, that's all good news,
good
isn't
stuff.
It?
Yeah,
so
really good.
I guess it shows you that, as you say, independent labels or like you say, you set up your own label there, you know, they do get places.
You have to just be able to hang on somehow. You have to just, you know, you just have to be able to hang on, because it can take a really long time.
Yeah.
But I suppose the thing for us really was, what we wanted to do most was make the music. So all the stuff after that, then, you know, you try and do it as well as you can and you worry about it and you try and figure out ways of doing it better. But really, the thing we really want to do best is write fantastic songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself is a great reward when you feel you've done it, when you feel you've gotten it right.
Sure, and the album's called Sing, and you had a couple of special guests on. I know it's people that you've worked with and admire as well in the music business, like Sir Damien Rice, Paul Brady and John Prine especially there as well. So was that something that just happened as you wrote the album, or were you intending to have guests on the album?
No, I had no plans to have anybody, and John Prine was the first one, and We wrote the song, and I just heard his voice singing. And really, everyone says that's just cracked, or you must have been completely hammered. But
yeah.
I wasn't. And I do love John Prine. I think he's really an incredible writer and singer. But I hadn't even been listening to him particularly that day. It really is kind of a surreal kind of thing. It's never happened to me before. And anyway, I sent him the song, and he rang me one day and he said, I love that song, I'd love to sing it with you. And that gave me huge encouragement then. I really, really believed that what I could hear in the songs, other people could hear as well. So then I just started to think about other collaborations and other voices that would work on particular pieces of music. And
yeah.
So then I asked Damien, and then I asked Paul Brady as well.
So it turned out really well, and I was actually watching the video, I think it was, on YouTube last night for Sing, which Damien Rice features on, and it's a really interesting video. I can't think how quite to describe the style of it, but I loved the way, I'm going to say the wrong thing here, I couldn't think of the word even last night, but the it goes between basically yourself, all kind of dressed up, and then it's, they're not Russian dancers, are they?
I think they're from the Ukraine, actually. Okay. Yeah.
And did you, just out of interest, and for anybody, I guess, that's seen the video for that, did you actually film that for the video, or is that footage you came across?
Kieran found all that footage. He went searching. He makes all the videos as well, usually, and he sourced all that footage and used it and put it on. But it's very beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's definitely in the contrast, that the way you've been able to make the footage with yourself blend in with that must have been quite tricky as well.
He's kind of a genius, I have to say. Yeah. It's still kind of, I mean, we write all of the songs together, and Kieran plays most of the instruments on the album, and he produces the album, and he makes the videos, and I really can't believe how I sort of still get away with just calling it Maria Doyle Kennedy. It's kind of a mystery.
So we'll have to put Kieran in brackets somewhere there, I think as well.
I think he's happy. I think he likes it this way, actually, but he can just sort of push me out and not have to, he doesn't have to do any interviews.
Well, that's the other thing. But I guess as well, I mean, in the last sort of 10 years or so in the business, since I imagine you set your label up, all that's expected of you now. I mean, bands going back, you know, would have been signed to a label and get a lot done for them, and now you are expected to go out there and be making the records and making the videos and doing your online social media and all these things as well.
Well, I think we've done it for a long time, but also, I mean, I think that's not a bad thing, you know, if you happen to be, I mean, we're lucky enough that Kieran's really good at it, and he's a very visual artist as well as being, you know, a musical one, so he's able to do that. He enjoys it. He gets creative satisfaction out of it, so we're very lucky that way. I think more and more, it's not a bad idea, like years and years ago, because we have had experience of both things, obviously. Being signed to a major label years and years ago was something that was kind of, there was a lot of it that wasn't really in your control, but it could have been in your control. And it was just that you didn't have the example of other people saying this is the way we should do it. And so you didn't really think about it. But, you know, it wasn't like anybody was giving anybody money for free. Mm-hmm. You would get a big advance for your album. But then if you didn't make that advance back, if you didn't sell albums, well then, you know, they would say goodbye to you. So, and also the money that they did spend, you owed them. So if you did make a lot of albums, all that money was paid back to the record company first to pay them back for the money, which makes sense. But with only having sort of experienced that for a while and coming to the end of that we sort of, you know, well, Kieran really copped on a bit, and he said, why would I spend £5,000 or euros going into a studio there when I could instead buy that equipment and then, you know, the days will just be finished in the studio, but I'll have that equipment so I could record in my home or somewhere else forever and ever and ever.
Forevermore, and it's a once-off kind of cause.
Exactly, so he just really kind of finally got that and started to be responsible for the money that was being, you know, lent to us or whatever, so that we'd get the best out of it. So you do have to be aware of that and sort of take control of it, I think, as much as you can. I mean, I think it's difficult, and I think it's something that doesn't come naturally to a lot of artists. It's, you know, the other side of the brain kind of stuff, really. But as much as you can, do it, or get people around you that care for you and that you can really trust to help you in that stuff. I mean, I still, in running Mermaid Records, I still get, you know, a VAT return in the door and have a terrible feeling of fear and wish I could just go on a 2-day bender instead of dealing with this. But, you know, that's the stuff you have to do as well.
That's the business side. I guess you have the artistic hat, but you have to have a bit of a business hat at the same time.
Well, you just have to, you have to just think about it and be responsible for your own stuff.
Cool. Well, your gig that we mentioned in the introduction there is at the Pepper Canister Church on Thursday, 13th December. Now, I've seen a little bit more and more recently of musicians and bands playing in slightly different venues about that. I mean, like sort of Stephen Screen, the Unitarian Church on there has been used for gigs recently.
That's right.
Pepper Canister. I was actually at a gig just last weekend on the Jeannie Johnson
ship,
which was absolutely amazing. And I find some of these venues are really suiting some of these singers. So it was an intentional thing. I know you were, I think you were in Vicar Street recently.
No, we hadn't. I'm really, really excited to be playing there, actually. The Pepper Canister Church is such a beautiful room. I haven't played there before, but I've been there. It's so beautiful. And because of the time of year as well, the 13th of December, you know, I think there'll be lots of candles. It'll be the beginning of the Christmassy thing, I think, for me.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm thrilled to be playing there. We actually hadn't thought that we would play again in Dublin until probably next March or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we launched our album in Vicar Street and it just went so well. And it was really, it was kind of amazingly reviewed everywhere. So then the promoter just came to us and said, listen, I'd like to put you on in a gig in Pepper Canister Church, and Beth Orton is playing there the following night. And
really?
We were like, okay,
yeah.
I love her. Thank you for thinking of us in that way. So we're delighted. But we have tried, I have to say, again, just something we've learned really through experience, but we have started to try more and more to find different venues and places that aren't normally venues and make them venues, because sometimes you go to places that are well-established old venues and the people who work there are just a bit over it, you know. They have music coming through there every night of the week, you know, 7 days a week, you know, 50 weeks a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just a bit like, oh, sort of rolling their eyes, here comes another band, and sort of making you feel as if you're doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And their security guys, that they're, you know, their bar staff are a bit bored and not that polite to the people who are coming to see you.
Yeah.
And their security guys are a bit heavy because they're just so used to dealing with it all the time. And we just talked about it one time, Kieran and I, and we said, well, that's not the kind of feeling we want to have when we go to gigs.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we try and make it nicer for our audience? Why don't we try and make it places that we would like to be?
Yeah, yeah.
So we played a lot of different places. We played in the Lighthouse in the summer. We played in Hookhead Lighthouse. We had two concerts there. It was just magical. You know, you've got to climb up all these steps and you're in this circular big stone room with one window open a tiny bit behind us, so in between every song you just hear this sound of a huge storm crashing against
the lighthouse.
It was brilliant.
Yeah,
and we did some concerts on islands. We'd get a little tiny ferry with all our guitars and things over to Shirkin Island or Bear Island. We did concerts there in the summer, and more and more I think it's good to think of interesting. I mean, some venues are beautiful and look after their audience really well. But also, it's just interesting to think of somewhere else. And I think it adds to the magic of the evening, I think, for everybody.
So that's the Pepper Canister Church on the 13th December. That's a Thursday. And the album Sing is out now. And your website I have here is www.mariadk.com. And I know you're on Facebook and all these things as well.
And I Twitter my head off.
You Twitter your head off.
I don't really, I'm not really a very technological person. I never really got for Facebook. I didn't really enjoy it, but the record company runs that Mermaid. But I found Twitter and I absolutely adore it. Now, I would just say to any of your listeners that I, you know, not for the faint-hearted, I get myself into trouble sometimes.
I
swear when things really annoy me, I swear a lot, and I frequently sort of defame politicians and things. I'll probably be shut down, but I enjoy it. I think it's a fun way to learn about things, actually.
Yeah, definitely. And in a short, concise way as well.
That's it, yeah. Just kind of short, and I've definitely learned about a lot of new, interesting music and art and stuff that I hadn't known before, so that's been very stimulating and really great.
Well, look, thanks for joining us on the programme. We look forward very much to your gig in the Pepper Canister Church.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.